It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. E3 is this huge annual video game convention going on right now in Los Angeles, and it's proving to be pretty interesting even for people who don't play video games. Marketplace reporter Steve Henn is there. Steve, let's start with Nintendo's big announcement. What is Wii U?
Well, the Wii U is Wii's follow-on to its really popular Wii game. The biggest difference is the controller. I spoke to John Davidson. He's a vice president at GameSpot. Here's how he described the new controller.
It's a 6-inch touchscreen. It's got a gyroscope. It's got a camera. It's got speakers. It's got a microphone. It's like everything that you could possibly use to interact with a video game, this thing has in it.
So what could this mean for people who don't play games?
Nintendo's being kind of cagey about exactly how the Wii U will connect to the internet and other games. But if it connects, it's possible to imagine it becoming kind of like a home tablet that comes along with your video game. Your mom might even be able to borrow it to search for recipes.
All right, so that's the Wii U. Then there's the PlayStation Vita. What is that?
The PlayStation Vita is Sony's new handheld device. And like the Nintendo controller, it has all the bells and whistles. It even has Wi-Fi, and a more expensive model comes with 3G.
All right, so what can you do with it?
Aside from playing games, you'll certainly be able to communicate with it. With the 3G version, it's possible to imagine it almost replacing a phone. If the connection works, here's Davidson about that.
And they said, you know, we want this to be with the fastest provider of 3G in the land. And they were like, AT&T. And people booed.
AT&T's spotty service aside, you know, the device has a lot of potential. It's a pretty powerful little thing. Some people say it's twice as powerful in terms of computing power as an iPad.
Now, Microsoft got this whole conference started with some Xbox updates. What's going on there?
Well, they're launching lots of new games, but they're enabling voice-activated search. They're streaming videos from Google and even live events. So they're really looking at this as a way to take over your living room. It's not just about games anymore.
But why isn't it just about games? What's wrong with just having a game console that plays games and does it well?
Well, you know, I asked Davidson that question, and the problem is the market size for hardcore gamers just isn't that big.
There's about 20 million people that you can classify as, we call them core and enthusiast gamers, and they're guys that spend a lot of time and a lot of their disposable income on video game stuff. And that end of the market's not growing super fast. So if you want to tap into the other 80, 90 million people that are, you know, happy to kill some time playing a video game or an interactive experience, you got to step away from that core audience a little bit and offer something else.
John Davidson from GameSpot talking with Marketplace's Steve Henn. Just because technology lets you do something doesn't mean you should do that thing. One movie theater, the Alamo Drafthouse in Austin, Texas, has a rule against texting during the film. Ushers recently kicked a woman out of the theater for doing so. That woman then left an angry voicemail to complain.
So excuse me for using my phone in USA, United States of America, where you are free to text in a theater. I was not aware that I couldn't text in your theater.
You're hearing that complaint now because the theater turned her voicemail into a video warning shown before the movie starts. That warning is now going viral on YouTube. We have that video at marketplacetech.org. It's pretty funny, and it also has a lot of swears. Did the theater act appropriately? Was the woman right to complain? Regardless, it's a strong argument for just putting the phone away for a couple hours. A big welcome to Oregon Public Broadcasting. You'll notice that I didn't say Oregon. I know how to pronounce things correctly. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ, and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.